This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9. Bent Notes is our weekly jazz program going to air each Sunday night.
My special guest tonight is a young man who plays trumpet and spends time working across Australia and Japan. Last Monday night, he was recognised for his musicianship when he was awarded the Australian Jazz Bell Award for Best Young Jazz Artist of the Year for his latest album, Suzaku. It's my pleasure to welcome to Bent Notes again, Niren Dasiker. Welcome, Niren.
Happy to be here. I didn't realise this was going to be live.
It's live to air, Niren. Whatever you say now is being heard across Melbourne and around the world via the World Wide Web.
Good evening.
Niren, congratulations on winning the Bell Award. What was the immediate thought in your mind when you heard your name mentioned? Did it trigger straight away that, oh, that's my name, I better get up and get up on stage?
Yeah, I guess. I think maybe the first thought was, oh dear, I didn't prepare anything to say.
Oh, right. I have no doubt you would have thought of something to say pretty quickly.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know about that. Something came out. I don't remember what it was.
Niren, does an award such as the Bell give you cause to think back upon your pathway to this point in your career, where you're now a performer, recording artist, and also a teacher of jazz, improvisation, and classical, I understand?
Yes, it does. It definitely does. It definitely makes me worry less about the path that I've taken to get here. I mean, that's a sort of anxiety that I think a lot of us feel, or maybe it's just me. I don't think it's just me. Just that, I haven't done enough over the last year, or I'm not doing enough to get myself out there. Maybe people don't know about me or what I'm doing.
Right.
And this sort of getting an award like this is very reassuring. It makes me feel like, oh, I have been doing enough. What I'm doing isn't wrong.
Well, of course, there's probably no right answer to that question anyway, because everyone is different.
Yeah. We've all got our own path.
Exactly. How do you define yourself as a musician? Reading a little bit about you, teacher of jazz, improvisation, and classical, all in one. Where do you define yourself as a muso?
Ooh.
Do you call yourself
very difficult. Yeah. I stick with the jazz. I stick with the jazz. The jazz word.
Yeah.
It's nice and broad.
That's certainly true. Jazz is not that simple, narrow-minded, that's the wrong word.
Well, it is for some.
Yeah.
But which occasionally sort of creative or original composers of jazz sort of come into a bit of conflict sometimes when, I don't know, I guess we mostly play our music at jazz clubs.
Yes.
And there's always like a little bit of, I don't think except for some clubs I feel very safe at, but especially if I'm playing the new jazz club, new jazz venue, there's always a little anxiety that maybe the audience is expecting jazz. Like jazz.
As in a bit of Glenn Miller or Count Basie, something like that. Something safe and middle of the road.
Yes.
But you're not a musician. I assume you've probably played that in the past, but you don't strike me as a musician that's your central core. Your central core to me is off to the side in the improvisatory area.
Very much so, yes.
What puts you on that path to improvisation?
I'd say the biggest influences are very local. My teachers, I studied at Monash University under the great trumpet players, Paul Williamson, Eugene Ball, Scott Tinkler. I think they'll always be some of my biggest influences in terms of like what the trumpet is capable of and what's possible.
They certainly are important names in the jazz improvisatory area in Melbourne from a trumpet perspective. When you're developing new works, do you surprise yourself with what you can make the trumpet do? Bit of a strange question.
It is. I mean, I do sometimes, but I don't know. After sort of being or listening to someone like Scott Tinkler play the trumpet for so long, there's not much surprise. I mean, like, he sort of sets the bar so high that it's not really... I haven't quite passed that yet.
Right, case of saying, hang on, I'm chasing you now.
Yeah, a lot of my favourite trumpet players are like someone like Scott Tinkler, or in the States, Peter Evans, people who have spent years and years pushing the limits of the instrument. And some people who, when you listen to them, you are surprised. You're like, wow, I didn't know the trumpet could do that.
Yeah. I used to think that pushing the limit of the trumpet was those screaming notes up top, but I have learnt a lot in the last 10 years that pushing the limits is nothing like that. That's almost nothing. It's doing all these other strange things with trumpets to make different sounds.
I mean, for me, tone is something I've put a lot of effort into challenging, like what people think a trumpet should sound like. I'm always very pleased, and it happens more and more, that someone will come to my gig and tell me afterwards that they didn't realise the trumpet could sound like that.
That's praise indeed, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is indeed. Where did your music start, Niren? Was it with jazz or was it with pop? What was the first memory you had? Yeah.
I think I was lucky to be exposed to jazz from a pretty young age. My mum studied jazz saxophone in Boston when she was younger, and my dad also enjoys jazz as a listener. So there was often certain records like Wynton Marsalis, Standard Time, and that Chet Baker, Jim Hall album resonated very strongly with some childhood memories.
And were they the musos who sent you on the direction of actually taking up the trumpet itself?
I think that was like an incidental happening.
Ah, right.
I think I ended up on the trumpet because there was a local brass band offering either free lessons or very close to free lessons because they needed new members in Mordialloc. This is the Mordialloc brass band.
Yes.
And me and my brothers ended up taking... I was on cornet for a few years. My older brother was on trombone. He no longer plays, though. I think I just stuck with it, and I could pinpoint various points along the way where the motivation or the inspiration would change.
Oh, that's interesting.
I mean, for many years in high school, I mean, some of those screeching James Morrison albums, like Scream Machine in particular, I'm not sure if you're aware of that.
I am indeed. Album. It screams tremendously.
Scream Machine was definitely my favourite album for at least a year when I was 15 or 16.
It's the album you've got to be careful about putting your speakers up too loud with.
Yes, yeah. Especially that opening.
Yes, indeed.
And then I was only really introduced to the local trumpet voices of people who had become my teachers later once I entered university.
Okay. Was uni a musical entrance to uni, or did you go there to study elsewhere or other topics?
It was music.
Music, excellent.
Straight into the music jazz course at Monash.
Fantastic. And now, you've been to Japan with your music, haven't you?
Indeed. I'm going back there tomorrow.
Oh, well, thank you for talking to us tonight, Niren. Good timing. Where did Japan come from in the mix? Because you've spent quite a bit of time over there performing.
I lived there... As soon as I finished my bachelor degree at the end of 2015, I had this very strong urge to leave, to go somewhere where I didn't know anyone, where they spoke a different language, different scenery. And I'd visited Japan before, and it seemed like a fun place to be, a jazz musician.
Yeah.
So I just went there. I had no plans.
Oh, really?
I had no work. I knew one person. It was the pianist Aaron Chulai. And I just rented and I signed an apartment lease before I left. And that was the only thing I knew for sure.
Yeah.
So to have a room. And then I just met people. Everyone was so incredibly welcoming over there in the jazz community.
Oh, wow.
I just met people and heard music and started playing and then put together a few bands, which the album Suzaku was a result of.
Well, I haven't heard the entire album myself, but we're going to have I've got a couple of tracks, and I'm going to play one of them tonight called I Seek the Middle Ground. I've had a bit of a listen to it in preparation for the program. I've enjoyed it immensely.
Thank you.
Yeah. So is there...
Tomorrow, I'm heading over to Japan to tour and record with that same band.
Oh, wonderful.
Album.
Oh, wonderful.
Has no title as of yet, but I have some new music to perform and record with that same quartet. I'm very excited about.
Oh, so you should be. I think we're excited as well. We'll be looking forward to its release. Now, Niren, you've won the Australian Jazz Bell Award for Young Jazz Artist of the Year. Congratulations for that again. It's something good to have happened to you. I had Sam Anning in studio a short time ago. He was talking about his winning of the Best Instrumental Jazz Album, and he, of course, won the Young Artist of the Year Award, I think it was back in 2008. So you're following in fantastic footsteps.
For sure.
So, Niren, I would like to wish you all the best of musical skill and luck in coming times, particularly with this next album coming along. We'd love to get you back in studio at some stage here when you're back in Melbourne and have a bit longer bit of a chat with you and get a little bit more into the music itself. But for tonight, thank you so much for giving us your time to chat about winning the Bell Award and a little bit more. And as I said, wish you every success with this coming trip to Japan.
Thanks so much. Very nice to chat.
Likewise, Niren.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.